fellow, you know, might, a lazy fellow might just stay in bed all day. So you might say, what about him? He's what all day?
Well, like he sleeps all day, or lays about all day, or lounges around all day. Or...
At night after you go to sleep, you have these visions or these things take place in your mind and you recall them the next day. So you might say, I'm give out, I what all night?
I dreamed all night.
Any other words?
Well, sometimes we might use the terms to act of what we dreamed about. You might say, if you dreamed I walked all night, or I'd done so-and-so all night, whatever the dream might have been about, we'll refer to it as I worked all night, because your dream was about that.
Okay, it was very early now. You quit dreaming and you're no longer asleep. You might say, you what?
Well, I suppose that you're awake.
Now, you're putting out a fire with your foot.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing to it?
Well, we say that we stamp it out or stomp it out.
I'm doing this to these curtains. What am I doing on them?
Well, you're pulling on them.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing what?
Pushing.
Mm-hmm. Now. You have something you're real proud of. You have it on the table. You don't want anybody messing with it. So you say,
don't touch that or don't bother that.
Now, you want me to transport it from the table to you, you would say to me.
Well, I would say reach it here or bring it here to me.
Okay, I'm going to meet you downtown. But I might not get there in time.
Mm-hmm.
So you might say, well, I will what on you?
I will wait on you. I will wait till you come, or I will wait on you, or I will remain till you come, or I will stay here till you come.
And if we're all laughing and everybody's in a good mood, you might say we're all in a
jolly mood.
Or a
happy mood. Or,
she has a good sense of
humor.
I do something that recalls a certain instance or a certain happening to you. You might say that makes me...
That brings to my memory or causes me to remember.
And if you can't recall, you would say...
Well, I say I can't remember that, or that I don't recall that. Mm-hmm. My mind is blank from that or something to that effect.
When your sister lived in Florida, did y'all correspond by mail?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you tell me about that?
Well, I would write her a letter.
Did you write her many letters?
Yes, weekly.
Did she write you many letters?
Yes, weekly.
And now after you wrote her a letter, you would also expect a what to that letter?
An answer.
If you did not get an answer to the letter, you would do what?
Well, I might say I would be concerned, which I would if I didn't hear, that we would call each other to see if anything was wrong. And I would be anxious or be concerned if I didn't get the answer. And I would maybe write a follow-up letter or would call her.
These deeds and wills you have prepared, you might say I have done what to several deeds or wills?
Well, you might say, I have written them, or I have executed them. You might use the word, I have notarized them. I mean, that part of it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you wrote it.